The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
And what we're going to look at now is the idea the government have, which is a plan to phase out fur farming in Ireland. And I'm joined by Redmond O'Hanlon, who's a former mink farmer, and Mark Cronin, a member of the Green Party and Fur Free Cork. They both join me on the line. Redmond O'Hanlon, can I talk to you first? You used to be a mink farmer. Why did you stop?
Because I ran out of energy. My age caught up with me, and it became impractical at the time.
Okay, so it's a case that that could happen in any kind of farming.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't have
it. It happens to people every day of the week when they reach retirement age.
Okay, and can you tell me about mink as an animal? What are they like to raise?
They're very easy to raise. You have difficulties with them. You have to know what they are like, and so on and so forth. But the fact that you can rear an animal and get a product from it that depends on its physical being absolutely perfect, that shows you that you can do it. If you couldn't do it, the animal would not end up as he is a perfect creature that you're looking for.
So you wouldn't agree with Michael Creed, the Minister for Agriculture, to ban fur farming the same way they have in 14 other European Union states?
I am absolutely shocked that in what once was an agricultural country, that a minister would, based on an ideology, and that's all it is, based on an ideology, get rid of a farm and the employment that it involves, the income that exports that it brings in, and most of all, where are they going to get rid of the hundreds of tons of poultry, of fish, and abattoir offals that are currently consumed by the mink farms in Ireland?
I'll ask Mark that. One of the central ideologies of green thinking is reduce, reuse, recycle. If mink are eating these byproducts, is that a good or bad thing?
Well, first of all, I think, you know, obviously it's a great day for, you know, for animal welfare in Ireland. You know, this is a blight on our image as a animal husbandry country that dealt with animals fairly. You know, this is a great day. You know, we are on the road now to treating animals in a much more humane way. That's the main thing about this bill.
Okay, but regarding the waste products of poultry and offal that were just mentioned there, apparently that's what mink eat.
Yeah.
It's something that they do and do well. What's the other solution?
Well, to me, it's not a correct equation. You know, offal is you know, it's produced and it's a byproduct, and I'm sure there'll be many other offers to take it up. Obviously, in regard to mink themselves, they produce a lot of effluent as well. You know, that needs a slurry that needs to be taken care of. And that's a very kind of toxic, can be a very toxic product in agriculture in general. And you know, slurry and the whole issue of slurry and nitrates and phosphates into water is a big issue in Ireland. So, I mean, by getting rid of the mink farming in Ireland, it will help, you would think, in relation to maybe improving water quality in Ireland.
Would you have an issue, Mark, with killing animals in general for human use?
Personally, I do. Yes, but obviously this is you know, there's no kind of equation between animal agriculture and mink rearing. Mink rearing is purely inhumane. You know, there's no comparison really between rearing cattle and sheep and having mink, because you know they're in cages, they're wild animals. They can't be domesticated, and they're going wild in these cages, and it's very inhumane, and it should be banned. And we're delighted that Minister Creed has finally come round and banning it.
Okay, Redmond, come back in. How would you respond to that?
Oh, complete nonsense. In other words, he's accusing me of spending 30 years being cruel to animals. That is an insult. I am one of the most, I just cannot believe it. It's all propaganda. Has he ever been on a mink farm? He doesn't even know where all these offals are going to go. Well, maybe we'll find some other source for them and all of that. It is just based on pure propaganda. There is nothing cruel about it. I could not spend 30 years rearing animals, and in 30 years I took one fortnight's holidays, and that was for my honeymoon. And the rest of the time was taking care of my animals so that they had food and water and shelter and everything, they were looked after. But it's this bloody animal rights thing that has people thinking that everything is cruel. Every animal that has been domesticated has to be confined to a certain place that's suitable for them. So that's all it is, just pure propaganda, animal rights propaganda.
Redmond, he was making the point, though, that mink are an animal that was never domesticated. And I think that is a fair point. Unlike cows or dogs who became more human-friendly.
That's their nature. Look, a mink, you cannot rear a mink to perfection, as happens in all mink farms, if there's cruelty and stress and all of that they're being accused of involved. You cannot. They okay. just will not thrive. Everyone knows what happens when a mink or when an animal is put under stress and is cruel. They go skinny. They're everything happens to them. Their skin goes full of sores and everything like that. And you want to see a mink at the end of its career. By God, it's such a beautiful creature you never set your eyes on. How on earth can a life of cruelty produce something as beautiful as a mink at the end of it? Well, it is pure propaganda. That's all it is.
Mark, pure propaganda? What do you say?
I think Redmond must be a bit deluded, I mean, by the profits that he's making, that he made from the fur, you know, because how can anybody think that an animal, you know, as wild as a mink would be happy inside the cage that's a metre long and thrive, you know? That sounds to me like he's deluded into believing what he wants to believe, you know?
Well, he made the point that they have come out the other end with perfectly intact pelts that would not be possible were they treated in a cruel manner. Now, obviously, they're going to die. That's how you get their fur, which in and of itself you could argue is cruel. But do you think that if they were otherwise happy that it's acceptable?
Well, what about the psychological damage? Obviously, it's very hard to argue that they're happy animals are you know, inside these cages. It would be impossible for that to be the case. I mean, and it's been, I have heard, you know, recordings of mink in cages, and they didn't sound happy to me. And I've seen images of them, furring around in cages, not you know, very perturbed, you know. And I think that the evidence is there that they do self harm because of that kind of enclosed nature of their captivity. And it's great to see that it finally Ireland is becoming like many other countries. Norway had a massive industry, and now they're facing a really, really big one.
All right, I'm going to have to just give the last word over to Redmond O'Hanlon. Redmond, did you ever have self-harming mink? Did you have mink that were sad?
Well, we've just heard the ideology once again, talking about happiness and how you're feeling, you know. I mean, the idea that minks are in there and they're feeling and they're unhappy and I wish they were running around the hills above, that's all propaganda. A mink is a mindless creature. He's just happy to be able to drink and breed and that's it. And if the Minister for Agriculture is going to start that, I would tell farmers to be aware that all the other types of farming is going to come under. So once they get rid of the begrudge, they don't like the idea that people can afford furs, you know, so they will get rid of that first.
Okay.
After that will come greyhounds and
I'll be sure to tell Minister Michael Creed that whatever about happy or sad mink, he definitely has a few happy and sad farmers on his hands. I'd like to say thanks again to Redmond O'Hanlon, former mink farmer, Mark Cronin, member of the Green Party and Fur Free Cork.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.